New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello once again, friends, and welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, I appreciate you. And thank you for joining me. Impact Power Sports online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They are an amazing group of people over there, and they want to serve you. So if you are in the market for ATV, UTV, side-by-side, Yamaha golf cart, e-bike, motorcycle, snowmobile, zero-turn radius, lawnmower, maybe even a scooter. Scooters are great. God, I miss my scooter. I sold it to Gabe the Honduran. And I think it might still be around. I don't know. I think he indicated to me that he's still using it. But welcome in, and thanks to those good folks for sponsoring the studio. That's where this show originates from. Coleman is here. He's a guy that used to pork Freebeer's wife. God, I'd like to just, you know, interview you. And kind of like, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that you'd be sued, have you dish all the dirt. Holy cow. Aram asks, what were the bits that shot Freebird and Hot Wings back up in the ratings? Yeah, I kind of looked at the ratings a little bit, and I haven't been able to compare them, so I can't tell you if they're up or down yet. I know that, like, if you were to compare last year at this time to this year at this time, they are still down. But I think between this ratings period and the last ratings period, it is higher than it was last ratings period. But I'll have to actually get into it and, you know, discuss that. Megan says it must have been the reading directions in German bit. Thank you to the folks who have resubscribed on Twitch. I appreciate you very much. A couple of questions about will we get a poop story? I'm not sure what you mean by that. Is there something to make you believe that there is a poop story here on the show? Because I'm not seeing it. Was the podcast titled Something Strange That Got By the Goalie? Entirely possible. A lot of the times I do this show and I might be talking about something in present tense and the date of the show says like 5 years ago. Not out of the question. Bob says, is the audio super quiet for anyone else? Maybe it is. Maybe it's one of those days. I will boost it up for you, and perhaps that will help. My apologies. Becca says, no, it sounds fine. Corey says, well, you know, we always have poop stories from you. You have a poop story involving a pet or Kevin practically every other day. I see what you're saying. I'm a little slow on the uptake today. We have a bit of a disturbance in the force. It's like Alderaan just got blown up. And Ben Kenobi is, oh my God. I was describing to you that the freezer is freezing too much in the house. The other day, I think it might have even been yesterday, I told you about how I discovered how filthy all those coils are that help make the freezer freeze. Stand by. Excuse me. I discovered that when food started to freeze, that shouldn't be freezing. Like I get out the romaine to make a salad and it's frozen. I'm like, oh boy, something's going on here. I don't know what is up. That thing's just churning out the freezing cold temperatures. So I cleaned it and I thought maybe that'll do it because there was some troubleshooting thing online. It said, yeah, make sure it's sealed all the way around. Clean those coils. I'm like, all right, now that's all I can do. So I did. And apparently it's not working because it just seems to be the same thing. So I called this place I've mentioned before, Ron's Appliances, Ron's Appliance Repair. I mentioned to you that this is like the guru of this. These guys are so good that all the major manufacturers reach out to them when they're making a new model freezer or washer or dryer, and they say, is this okay, Ron? He's like the godfather of this shit because he's got to fix all their shit when it breaks down. I call this morning first thing. The thing about Ron is his voice is unforgettable. He's got a voice that reminds me of the guy that used to say, beef, it's what's for dinner. Like it's that intensely ballsy. Like when you're on the phone with him, you can picture him walking around the shop, and he's tripping over his balls because they're so big. I envision him being like 9'4" with huge balls. This guy's voice is so intensely deep. Ron's. Hey, Ron. I got a freezer that's freezing too much. I was wondering if you could come take a look at it.
Okay. What brand is it?
The Whirlpool.
Mm-hmm. Side by side, top freezer, bottom freezer.
Bottom freezer.
Okay. All right. What's your address?
I give my address. Pause.
I know who this is. Where you been?
I go, well, I haven't had anything break in a while, Ron. He goes,
well, oh my God. Well, I got a 10 a.m. to noon open for you.
All right, buddy. Now, that's the reason why I'm late, because I had not, like, shoveled anything in this house. Like I said, I haven't been outside in a while, other than to go get my medicine the other day. So I haven't shoveled. I'm going, fuck, I am not. This is like the guru. You can't have a shitty looking driveway that's dangerous if Ron's showing up. So I got done with the radio show and Nick says, EC's so rich. Rich Eric, even his fridge is a hot tub brand. Come on. So I went out there at like 5 minutes in front of the hour to get that done instead of doing the podcast. It's like, well, I just got to do it. So I shoveled it, did the walkway, did the porch, sprinkled, and it's frozen solid underneath it. Because I don't know, maybe a little bit of it melted or whatever, and then it refroze overnight. So it's super slick, even though I shoveled. And good God, I sprinkled all the salt, which is going to destroy all the cement like it always does, but it doesn't matter. You have to do this. So then I'm faced with the possibility that Ron's going to come walking up starting at like from 10 a.m. to noon sometime when I'm not able to answer the door. So that means he's got to interact with the NFK. Now, there's two options here. You can call Ron and say, yeah, just so you know, this guy's fucked up. But I didn't do that. And I have done that. Then I walk up to him and I have to let him know that we're going to have company today, that Ron is going to be here. And he's in the kitchen. He's always fucking crabby as fuck every morning. I go, yeah. So I give him the backstory about the freezer. And I say, yeah, it's just running. It's causing everything to freeze. All my vegetables are freezing, and it's too cold. And so Ron's gonna come here, and he's gonna fix that damn thing. So I tell him all that, and then it's like the order of things got kind of discombobulated in his brain, because he says, my coffee froze in the freezer or the fridge. He puts his iced coffee in the fridge. He makes it and puts it in there in a bottle. My iced coffee froze solid. And he's got this pissed off look at me. He's looking at me like he's pissed off. And I go, yeah, that's the problem. And the good news is he's going to be here. And then all of that I just said, it's like it didn't happen, because I swear on a stack of Bibles, he said, so my coffee was in there and I pulled it out and it was frozen. And I'm like, yeah, you don't say. Well, he's an expert at these things. He's definitely going to fix that. Turns around, shrugs. Oh my God, such a pain in my ass. So that's kind of like top of mind right now, is getting that damn thing fixed. I'm afraid to go online to the energy company consumers and look at how much energy we're burning in this house, because I'm pretty sure that like. I might be wrong on this, but a refrigerator freezer just burns the energy, you know, in a big way. And if that fucking thing's been running 24/7 for a week, probably going to be like $5,000 to pay for this shit. I have an update on the great food giveaway. Yesterday, we finished the broadcast day on Patreon with $669 needed to meet the goal for great food giveaway number 5. The total amount needed for all of that food for 150 Christmas meals was $3,664. We have raised all but $469 as of right now, because Chad B made a stout donation, and I appreciate that very much. So it seems like we're getting the individual ones for big numbers, but it's like the message is kind of like short-circuited when it comes to, hey, if you really want to help this out, $5 or $10, $1, $2, I don't care. Throw that at me on Venmo or PayPal. And that, with the numbers that we have alone, will be able to take care of this in short order. Now, for those of you that have already sent cash along, don't send anymore. Some other really, really nice people are going to do that. You've done enough. You're fantastic. We've got the volunteers, too. Thank you. If you want to join us at Irvine's, a week from today, oh my God, it's going to be awesome. I just included, Kenny says, too late, just did. That's like Kenny's third or fourth donation on the Great Food Giveaway. Now, here's the thing about Kenny. Kenny's not rolling in the dough, all right? And that might be one of the sweeter things ever. That is, he says just a second donation. I didn't know that. I thought your name was all over that thing. Either way, I know times are tough, Kenny. So I just find that spectacular. Thank you. There's suggestion about a head count for volunteers. And Megan says, yeah, I thought about that, but we always have enough. I'm not worried. I'm not even. Kenny has made it so that what was $469 needed, he throws another $69 at us. Get it? $69, Kenny? Because he's probably going to $69 this weekend. And so now we are down to $400 needed. We will purchase the food that by midweek next week. So it would be great to have this all squared away. And anything extra goes towards women's feminine hygiene products. All right. Linda says, let's hope that Mike does not show up in his Santa Claus outfit. Yeah, it's so awkward and so off-putting when he does that. I sure hope he doesn't do that either. And for his sake, Sarah might beat his ass. Oh, my God. Rebecca is a multi-time donator as well. She throws another 25 onto the pile. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are down to 375. We're updating this in real time. She adds, you cannot tell me not to donate. I do what I want. Yes, indeed, you do, ma'am. I was just trying to, Oh, my God. A fantastic donation from Rob. I appreciate that. We are rolling now. The volume is dropping. The dollars are dropping. I will have an updated figure for you a little later on. But that's going to be awesome. Chris is here. He says, sorry, I just logged in. What do we need? We're down to under $375 right now. It always seems to kick in after talking about it. So thank you so much. Yesterday was Big Fraud Thursday, and we had a hell of a time. One of the things that we need to address is that our pal Tophus was in the chat, and he apologized to Kenny, and I don't think Kenny was having it. I think he is, you know that part in the Bible where it talks about, hey, let's just forgive. He is not adhering to that right now. He is actually ignoring that. Kenny does not believe that Kenny says he was not sincere. Okay, so that's sometimes you hear that from people. I don't believe that you're being honest, or I don't believe that you're being sincere. So Tophus, you're going to have to keep that in mind. You were not forgiven, and he thinks you are full of shit. That's what he is telling you. I don't know. I don't think he was that insincere. I think he was all right. I think you might have a little bit of you might be a little bit sensitive on the issue. For the audience members who were in there, I would like to know what you think, because he didn't go, oh, I'm sorry. He didn't do that. He kind of tried to be silly, but at the same time, honest. That's what I got out of it. Aram, who I, you know, Arum is a pretty, he's able to sniff out bullshit pretty well, I think. Arum says he sounded very sincere. Megan says, I don't think he was sincere. Then she adds, but he didn't seem happy when he won either. So the apology happened. Kenny basically said, go fuck yourself. And then he proceeded to, Tophis had like a hat on and he's got a goatee and he had glasses on. And it reminded Kenny of an image of Eric Cartman from South Park. So Kenny made, instead of like his face, you could see that image, and he changed his name to Tophis. And I'm not going to lie, it did look exactly like Cartman. I mean, Cartman looked like Tophis, Tophis looked like Cartman. There's no question. Tophis laughed at that. He shrugged it off. Old man Cartman is what it's being described as. So yeah, I think it kind of goes both ways to some degree on this. I know it's, I know he's touched a nerve. So I think Kenny is, more affected by when he is picking on him as opposed to how much Tophis gets affected when Kenny picks on him, you know? So we did all we could do. We kind of just left it there and, forgot about it. Kenny Gastineau writes, if I thought he was sincere and hadn't been hatefully talking shit about me for weeks now, it'd be different. Corey, who's thick as thieves with Tophis, says Tophis knows none of this is serious. All right. Now, who knows where Kenny is on this? This might all be part of his wrestling character. As you know, he put in a massively long post onto my subreddit about it. And then he went, after everybody tried to read it, it was like a 7 or 8 day read. And then at about the halfway point, when everybody was halfway through it, Kenny went in and thought better about it and deleted it. I don't know why he did that, but whatever. Rich says, it's stupid chat room bullshit. None of it is serious. I like when Kenny picks on Tophis because it gives Tophis an opportunity to just shrug it off. And then when somebody says something about, if Tophis says something about Kenny, his head explodes like a goddamn volcano. Oh my God, it's fantastic. So, by the way, we played Bet on Ben and Tophis was the competitor. You must check that out. Yesterday was P90X day for your old pal EZ. Day number two. Now, Arum knows this exclusively. There is one particular workout in all of that 90-day thing that is fucking terrible. It's called Plyo X. Jump training. And I'm, okay. This stuff, it's like if you do a squat with no weight and then on the way up you leave your feet, you jump straight in the air. And then when you land, you go into another squat. And then you fire off again and you jump straight in the air. Okay, do that for 30 seconds. Your heart is beating so hard, you can hear it in your ears. Not kidding you, at least for me. Your legs are burning. Your ass is burning. So, and your lungs are on fucking fire. It is no joke. Now, I used to be able to do this and jump in the air. I'm so bad now that all I do is get onto my tiptoes. I barely even get off the ground. In most cases, I don't. But I wanted to make sure I could get through this fucking workout. Oh. And it's exercises like that for, you know, 30, 40 minutes. And now the last time I did this, I didn't have debilitating arthritis in my right knee, osteoarthritis. I don't have cartilage in that knee. So I got to be very, very careful. So I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But the fucking dick, Tony, he has a guy doing it in the like behind him. I'm not going to lie. Has one leg. So there is no excuse. So you asshole. Now, he has a prosthetic on, but still, guy's got one leg. So there I go. And I'm like, oh, I got to see if this hurts. So I start doing the damn thing. And, well, I made it. I made it. Here's the thing. I can't really get at it too aggressively at this stage of the game because it's been so long. And Aram's right. If you do just a little bit too much, it'll knock you out. It will knock you the fuck out. There was one moment, though, when I almost blacked out. There is a type of dizziness that a person can get if they're bent over or in a crouch and then they stand up too quickly. You ever had that one happen? Especially if you're huffing and puffing like I was. So that's happening. And I stand up and then all of a sudden tunnel vision and I'm not moving and I can feel myself passing out. And it's called something... posture-induced dyspnea. I think the term for dizziness, the medical term is dyspnea. I might be saying that wrong. But it's basically you're dizzy because you're all bent over and then you stand up. And it takes a second for the blood to pump to your brain. And it starts to shut your ass down. So I'm like, uh-oh. And so I'm standing there for like 15 seconds. And then I kind of snap out of it. Blood starts getting to my brain. And I'm like, holy fuck. Just my luck. Can you imagine if I like passed out and bashed my brains in the corner of the fucking table? And I start bleeding out. Pooh Bear has to come home and see me. Thank you to Cylon_Cyberman71. This is too fast. Next time, stand up slowly. Yeah, you're correct. Nick writes, is that different than vagaling? But he writes, is that different than vagging? I know what you mean. No. Well, to some degree, when you're vagaling, the blood also, the oxygen is not reaching your brain. Thus, you pass out. This is the same thing, but it's not because of a dilation of the blood vessels. It's because it takes a second, I guess, when you're in that posture, for the blood to catch up to you standing up so goddamn fast. That's why Cyberman said that. See, I think I'm getting that right. I'm smarter than your average bear. But anyway, I got that damn thing done. I actually got it done right before the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. So I'm in here 15 minutes before the show starts, still sweating my balls off. And getting the show ready. But we got it off without a hitch. On who are these free beers? We featured a lot of amazing segments. One that was probably the most amazing, though, clip was the one where poor Hot Wings, oh my God, is describing, I might even play it for you here, just to give you a taste of what you missed. In the clip, they were talking about some incident. So for some reason, they were talking about, it doesn't matter why they were talking about it, but they were talking about a bus with kids in it. And Freebird talked about when he was a kid, if the bus broke down, it was always quite an adventure because another bus would have to come and help them out when they're kids. So they're kind of like reminiscing, and Hot Wings wants to add to the conversation. And he actually does a fairly good job. He was concise, and it could have allowed for more conversation. And he's describing it, and I think maybe the audience might, I think maybe that the guys in the room might be trained to just ignore him. But for once, he's actually being concise and telling his version of what he remembers when he had an incident when he was on a bus when he was a kid. He tells a brief story. No reaction. And then it just kind of runs out of gas. And then Greg moves on. And it was horrible. This is how that sounded.
So it's exciting. It like if you, there were a couple times where the bus broke down. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you got to wait to get a new bus. And mm-hmm. it was going to be the one with the short seats. And it barely ran because the school just hung onto it for spare.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember one year, a lot of our bus route was on dirt roads, and those get really slick in the winter when it snows. And there was this one corner that had kind of a pitch to it. It would have been great when it was dry, but when it was icy, we got halfway up that and then slid sideways right into the embankment, and we were just lodged there. They had to bring one of those huge wreckers and drag us up the road. It was very exciting.
Yeah. Pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. It was very exciting. And then there's silence. No one says a word. And he goes, yeah. Yeah, I'm Team Hot Wings on this one. Fucking give him something, you pieces of shit. Wow. So terrible. We had more than 1 hour worth of clips to play on yesterday's edition, show number 37 of Who Are These Freebeers?
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And you can get that show on my Patreon for free for 7 days. patreon.com/Eric Zane. When you sign up for 7 days free, you have to put in a payment form, but you can cancel it right after and you still get the 7 days. And then after the 7 days, then decide whether you want to keep the content or not. And go back in, enable the card that you have on file, and it'll charge you $5 a month or $10 a month based on what you want. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is all the audio, the video, and the live streams. Like, Who Are These Freebeers and the Ben and Eric? Those shows are already in the books, but the audio hasn't yet been edited and posted. So my folks on Tier 2 Patreon, $10 a month, they've already enjoyed the show. It was live yesterday. So that's how we work it. Hang on. I have a message from Pooh Bear, and you guys know the rules here. If she texts or calls, it must be answered. We don't want to be losing fucking Pooh Bear points, which I have a story about that. Hang on. What is the latest that I can arrive? Question mark. She left something here at the house that she needs at school. She has asked me to deliver it to her. Did I say, fuck, A, fuck no, B, come get it yourself, or C, okie dokie, honey? Please vote. Of course it was C. We have been several weeks now without an incident. And now she's like, what time do you think you will come? That's why I said, what is the latest that I can arrive? I should have answered, I can't come. She says, by fifth hour, which is at 12:45, but a little earlier than that, so I can get them back on the tree and stuff. No problem. Kenny says, I can't come. I don't have any jizz, LOL. I don't know. I'm not sure about the dynamic of that. If I'm still making jizz and my body is just like eating it itself, so my body is just eating my own jizz, or if my body is not making actual jizz, or if it's making it and then like storing it. Do I have like a big, you know, fucking watermelon-sized bladder full of jizz in my body? And that if I stop taking this prostate medicine, is it then going to allow there to be this monster stream, like Scary Movie, to come flying out of me? I don't know. There was a lot of jizz jokes yesterday, too. A lot of jizz information that was shared. Jeremy is here. He writes, quote, watermelon-sized bladder of jizz in my body was a hell of a line to show up to. Welcome. Hope your dieting is going well this week. So, I finished up my plyometrics exercises. I felt great. I'm glad I got it done. No worse for wear, no debilitating arthritis pain. So I'm happy about that. Two workouts of 90 in the books on P90X Classic. Sat down, Big Fraud Thursday. Got done. I hadn't really eaten all day. I'm starving. Let's go get after the cereal. One half box of Pops gone. Washed down with a bowl of it's Special K with like yogurt bits in it. And it's that crunchy sweetened Special K with the yogurt bits. Aram says that's why they call him Pop Pop. Corey says, how many servings was that? Molly is here checking in at 10. Don't forget, Fridays start at 9, but not today. Today it started at about 9:20. Yeah, I don't know how many servings. I'm guessing, though, that I had at least 1,400 calories worth of cereal and milk. Cyberman says clusters like Raisin Bran. Yeah, shout out to Raisin Bran Crunch. Oh, my God. Seriously, I could eat cereal every day. Pooh Bear does not buy Golden Grahams enough. You ever had Golden Grahams? Ugh. And the box is so damn small. You know how you have those little teeny tiny boxes you have like at the hotel? It's like a little bit bigger than that. I need like the big ass box that they put fucking honeycomb in. Uh, Corey says there was a cereal I used to love as a kid called Clusters. I can't find it anywhere. Tyler says Cinnamon Toast Crunch, superior sugar cereal. And you're wrong if you think otherwise. Fucking love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There isn't really a cereal that I don't like. They're all incredible to me. I don't even, like, if you were to buy cornflakes, Kellogg's cornflakes, which are not, it's not a sweetened cereal, even that, but I put like a ton of sugar on it. All about it, man. Oh my God. Same thing with all the Chex cereals. I'll eat those, but they need sugar. If they don't have sugar, I don't want any part of it. Hissy Fit says King Vitamin was my favorite. Amazing story right here. Back in the day on the radio, we had this same exact goddamn conversation. And the box of King Vitamin. Okay, I need like a visual support on this to show you. All right. This is what the box of King Vitamin looked like. I don't know why you can't see it. I don't know. That is the box for King Vitamin cereal. Now you can see this dude on it, this old guy. He's playing the part of King Vitamin. On the radio, we were doing a bit, and I think I talked about how King Vitamin looked like a child rapist and a pedophile. So that led to what you would expect to be a giant beat-up session about King Vitamin. Hilariously so. It was on par with like what we did with Teddy Bear. Remember that whole Teddy Bear thing? It was like that type of bit. Big beat-up session. And the interesting thing, some of you might even remember it. We got a email... a pissed off email from the grandson of fucking King Vitamin. Like that guy's grandson happened to be listening somewhere in America and he was pissed. And so we were able to talk him down. And then I think he actually went on the air with us and started to laugh along with it after he got pissed off. But the idea that King Vitamin, the character on the box of cereal, we didn't ever once think for the fact, that the possibility that one of his family members would be listening. There was another terrible time. Speaking of that, this has never been spoken about. There was a guy in Portland, Maine, who was a big fan of the show. And this is, I barely remember this, but I think I can piece it together in my brain. This is how I remember this. And he died. And we get a message from his family. And like his mom. And I don't remember how he died, but he died. And Greg sees the email and he goes, "Hey, we gotta read this." And the email was breaking the news that he had passed, and Greg's doing the fake crying. He's doing, you know, all that shit. And he's reading the email. And it says in the email, "Please read this. If you happen to read this, we will be on the way to the funeral at this particular time. We would love to hear you like eulogize him." Now, I have no intention of eulogizing him. if I do it, it's going to be a particular way. And I didn't do this with malice, because when they wrote the email, it said something like, he loves your brand of dark humor, in particular Eric's. He's always laughed at how everybody gets made fun of. And this is just, we're just so sad. But if you could maybe, as we're on the way to the funeral, mention this in his memory, we will all feel a little better as we weep, or whatever the fuck. And so Greg's reading all that shit, and I'm like, this is an opportunity. So I start playing drops, and they're all the drops that are like Nelson from The Simpsons going, ah. So Greg's like, and he died in a terrible car wreck. And then you hear, and now he's dead. And all those fucked up drops. And then like gunshots and car crashing and shit like that. And Greg goes, what are you doing? I go, well, he said he wanted to be honored and he loved that type of humor. Now it's fucking him. This is perfect. What are you talking about? And so it's fucked up, you know? And well, that's awesome. I mean, that is truly fantastic. So we turn the mics off. That's all on the air. We turn the mics off, and he starts screaming at me like a son of a bitch. And Hot Wings is disgusted. Everybody's pissed off at me. And then the family reaches out. Did they say, A, that was great? Or did they say, we're devastated? It was B. They were devastated. They were fucking terrible. It was awful. They hated every second of it. And I was like, ah, well, fuck those guys. I mean, what did you expect? I mean, ultimately, it's a show. I'm not going to sit around and go, oh, one guy died. Let's all be sad and suck each other's cocks. Now, fuck that shit. You know, I have always swung for the fences. And that's not going to change. Why do you think I was asked to leave in the first place? Because they were well on their way to being the bitch show that they are now. And hey, there was an opportunity for them to say goodbye. And because I the horrible sin of making fun of a guy's pants. And there you go. That's how it goes. Linda says, what did they expect to get, Eric Zaytunian? Jeremy says, I'll put it in my will that I want you to be an ass at my wedding. Well, here's the thing. I don't know if I would do that at your wedding. You mean funeral? I don't know if I would ever do that in front of people. I would do it on the radio or the podcast when there's no threat to actually getting someone to kill me. You know? Kenny says, wedding, funeral, same difference. What? I forget why I was talking about that. I know what I was telling you about cereal. This is going to be the whole show today, by the way. It's been like dead. There's nothing going on. If you do see a news story that you like, by all means, send it my way. Hang on a second. I'm writing down something so I don't forget. So I'm seated there destroying this cereal. I mean, I'm on a mission. And then Pooh Bear is already in bed. I hear the door open up upstairs. And I hear, Eric! I go, hey, why aren't you responding? I go, I don't know what you're talking about. Now, my phone is not on Do Not Disturb. So she's called and texted. And first she texted, She texted, "Is Bruce down there?" She didn't get a response. So then she calls. And she thinks because it's not on Do Not Disturb that I am ignoring her. But I am not. But when she's opening up that door and saying, "Irk," she thinks I am. And then she says it. "Do you want to lose Pooh Bear points? Quit ignoring me." And I go, "Oh." I go, "No, I'm not." And I don't know that she believed me, okay? Because I went upstairs and she said it again. I go, "I swear to God, I do not know what this is about or what I didn't, it didn't, phone didn't go off. I don't know what to tell you." Jesus Christ, I'm going to kick my ass. I can't have that. Concerning guy who was dead, but loved my humor and the fact that he got roasted and his family heard it on the way to his funeral. Kenny says Freebird and Howings were clueless, but obviously the guy would have loved that. I think so. And I remember Pat Collins. He was involved in this. This was a Pat Collins radio station in Portland, Maine. And some of you may recognize that name. He is a goddamn legend. I might reach out to Pat right now. Ask him what he remembers about this saga. This is one of my favorite people in the world, by the way. Let's see if I can get him on. Well, it's going to say numbers disconnected.
Hey there.
Hey, it's Eric. I'm podcasting. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Am I getting you at an okay time?
Not really. I'm actually doing my walks, my laps. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call you back, but I just want to give you a heads up. I was discussing the moment. Do you remember the Bone audience member who passed away and they asked me to eulogize him?
No, I don't.
On the radio, and then it was really awkward?
I don't. I don't remember that at all. When was that?
Maybe it was not in your time there or something like that, but guy died and his family was on the way to the funeral and they sent an email saying, "Will you please eulogize him? He loved Eric's dark sense of humor." So then I eulogized him and I instead of just saying rest in peace, I was playing awful drops.
Oh my God.
And everybody got pissed off about it.
Well, I mean, it's an awkward position to be in to eulogize someone you don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. That's a terrible thing. All right. Well, look.
I mean, why would you ask that?
I don't know. People are weird. But anyway, I did my job and I was just going down memory lane once again.
Oh my God. That's a bad thing.
We have so many great memories, Pat. All right. I'll catch up back with you later on.
All right.
The best to you, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You take care.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Bye.
This guy, he's total Jersey. We walk into the radio station week one on 105.7 The Hawk. Radio station's just signed on. It's a brand new radio station. It's Easy, Greg, Chris. And Pat is the sales manager. And he used to, everything was big. I mean, he's like a little fucker. He's a tiny guy. He looks like a jockey. But every fucking thing he talked about was huge. And we walk into this meeting with this Coors beer distributor. And they don't know us from Adam. They have no idea. And this is, the radio station's right on the beach in New Jersey. And Pat has an idea. We don't even know what the fuck he's planning, but he's trying to get this goddamn beer distributor to spend money on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. So there's an interest because of the name of the show and what, but they don't know anything about us. Pat comes in and he's touting us like it's the second coming of Howard Stern. And these people are like not really buying it. so it was uncomfortable. But he isn't stopping on his fervor to talk us up. So it's intense. And he's like, these guys, they have combined experience of they have done this. They have turned every radio station that they've been on, they've turned it to gold. And now they come here and they bless us with their presence. They are so amazing. And we're just we're like looking at each other like none of that was true. Like everything, the show, every time we were on the radio, it sucked cock. All right? It was just a pile of shit. But he's not letting that get in the way. He's fucking lying his ass off. And I've got an idea for a great promotion. Freebird Hot Wings, 10 grand in a Coors Light can. And we're going to get a can and we're going to put $10,000 and we're going to bury it on the beach and they're going to have a big contest. And it was all some crazy ass contest that I don't even think it ever got off the ground. But by the end of that meeting, somehow he had these executives like eating out of his little fucking marionette hand. And they like signed on the dotted line. And so from that point on, it was like, oh, yeah, we're broadcasting Freebird Hot Wings from the Coors Light Silver Bullet up your asshole studio. And on. Pat was awesome. Jesus, he still is. And then they end up moving him. The company at the time was known as Nassau Broadcasting. They shipped him off to Portland, Maine. And he puts us on that radio station. And show kicks ass. It was another, that station lost Opie and Anthony. It was so crazy, the timing of all this, because Stern and Opie and Anthony, about the same time, leave regular radio. Opie and Anthony got fired for Sex for Sam. Stern went to Sirius. So all of a sudden, all these goddamn radio stations are struggling to get a fucking show. And there's one show, bunch of assholes that are putting us on. And they're all very suspicious of this show. Nobody was like, oh, boy. Nobody was very enthusiastic about it. Oh, and then shortly thereafter, Imus got fired for calling the Rutgers basketball team nappy-headed hoes. We picked up stations for that debacle. There was one in Vermont and one in Connecticut, I believe, that we picked up from that pile of shit. So we're here to do that job. We're like the cleaner. Let's see. Corey says, I remember when that happened. I was in Portland, Maine. I was listening to Opie and Anthony, and they were interviewing Tommy Lee and asking him questions about Pamela Anderson. And he didn't want to hear, so he hung up, and they called him F Rhymes with Maggot on the air. The next week they were gone. Freebird Hot Wings started a week or so later. Yeah, I don't think they were fired for the maggot incident, though. That was a regular thing on that show. They would say that word quite regularly. But Pat, the Portland, Maine live shows, he made it so that those shows were the most memorable. And for the simple fact that when we would start the show, he would have had a pep talk with the audience, like he's hosting a goddamn TED Talk, talking about how important it is that they really lose their shit when they're coming back from commercials or when this or that is happening. So the show starts, and we don't know that he's done this. And it's like, you know, Led Zeppelin's on stage. And we're like, holy shit. And it sounded so good. That was Pat. I miss him. We had some great times together. All right. Actually, before I get to this, I should probably knock out some of my amazing partners that make this show go around. I appreciate you all so very, very much. Werner Roofing. Online at WernerRoofing.com. They put a roof on our house here, and you can take advantage of their expertise and their professionalism. It all starts when you go to WernerRoofing.com. There's a form about, hey, this is what I want. And then the next thing you know, you got a phone call setting up the appearance for my friends at Werner Roofing to go over your roof, see what type of work needs to be done on it, and giving you an estimate. Now, granted, right about now, it's probably pretty difficult to get that done. But if the roof is dry, they're up there giving you an estimate. They will take care of that for you. And all you need to do is remember WernerRoofing.com. And that's Werner, not Warner. So W-E-R-N-E-R. WernerRoofing.com. They can put a new roof on. Maybe you need a metal roof. They can put one of those on for you. Siding, gutters, they do it all. Fantastic level of professionalism. I can't say enough about my experience with Werner Roofing. And then you're like, well, a roof is expensive. The financing opportunities that they have for you are outstanding. I mean, my God, we just put on this massive roof on this fucking palace. And it's $320 a month. No big deal. Fantastic. And as easy as just a phone call. That's how quickly the financing happens here at Werner Roofing. Thank you to Green Medicine Shop. For you folks that like to partake, they just became Michigan's newest 21 and up cannabis dispensary. For the longest time, they were doing medicinal only because the good folks in Greenville, Michigan, weren't so sure about having a 21 and up recreational cannabis dispensary. But they finally came to their senses, and there you go. So head over to Greenville, Michigan. Maybe you live in Greenville, maybe the surrounding areas, maybe you're far away. It's well worth it to make the trip to Green Medicine Shop. First and foremost, they're a sponsor of mine. You help keep this free content flowing when you support my free sponsors. That is the single most important thing on this show. Patreon's very important. Attendance of the show is very, very important. But the single most important thing you can do to support my show is engage my sponsors and tell them that you found out about them from my show. They are the only cannabis store in Greenville. They've been there for more than 5 years. And if you are new to cannabis or canna-curious, as it's known, and that happens, people are like, oh, yeah, I think I might want to try that. They have a professionally trained staff and a pharmacist on site to help you choose the best option for your individual needs. Dare I say, you will not find another cannabis dispensary that has a pharmacist that is running the show. That would be Shawnee. Smart as a whip, tough as nails, pretty as a picture. Shawnee will answer all of your questions. They carry a full line of cannabis products, hemp products, smoking accessories, and essential oils. Their cannabis products include flower, or as it's known, bud. Not to mention vapes, gummies, drinks, concentrates, or dabs. Pre-rolls, infused flower, chocolates, hash, keef, and more. I don't even know what a lot of that means, but they have that for you. So if you partake, that's where you go. Please. When it comes to mortgages, count on the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. From anywhere in the U.S., call Mario. That's a start. Not sight unseen. I get that. You might have a couple other people that you call upon. Just include Mario in the conversation when it comes to getting pre-approved for a mortgage. 231-332-6505. And then for insurance, Frank Fuss can get you covered with your health care. That reminds me, I've got a update on United Health Murderer. thank you to Amanda for sending it along. Okay. Oh, that's not the one. Sorry, I'm totally fucking this up. Anyway, Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Go to buyinsurancehere.com if you need help getting set up with your health insurance policy from healthcare.gov. Not to mention, Frank can help you out with Medicare and Social Security planning and life insurance. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.